Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joe Heffernan joins me. Good afternoon to you, Joe. Have you ever eaten rabbit stew?
I'll be very honest with you now. My honest answer is I don't know in the distant past, but I don't think so.
Obviously, some people do still eat rabbit stew. Yeah. It was very popular. It was something that was certainly part of the Irish diet many years ago. But I don't know now. Okay, today we are talking about something that I think needs to be talking about more, and that's panic attacks. And I was talking with Ken on the breakfast show this morning, and when I was teeing up that you were coming on the programme, and we both made the same point that thankfully neither of us have ever suffered from a panic attack. But we all know, I was with somebody one day and watched somebody go through a panic attack, and it was the most frightening thing I think I've ever witnessed somebody going through, watching somebody really, really difficult. And a lot of people suffer from panic attacks, and I think a lot of people suffer in silence, and we don't talk enough about it.
Absolutely. And it's just basically that a few people that I've spoken to who were experiencing panic attacks got an awful lot of, solace from talking about what actually is happening. More than one person have said to me that, that really helps when I think about it like that, because the part of the brain, the amygdala. Now, the amygdala is our great friend who gives us the power to fight or flee when there is a danger. And the only problem is that the amygdala can start sending the signals for flight or fight with the adrenaline rush to the body to be able to fight the enemy or flee when there is, in fact, no real danger. Now, that's when we're talking about a panic attack. So what is one of our best friends for survival becomes a problem. And the amygdala has no rational function. So when it senses danger, in this case, perceived, imagined rather than real, off it goes, and it's very difficult then to talk it down, and it can develop from anxiety to high anxiety to to a panic attack.
So are you saying are there different stages then of a panic attack? Does it?
Well, I think so. We'll say that something sets one off. No, I'll just take a simple kind of an example, like a past trauma. We'll say a road traffic accident. So one is driving along, either as a driver or a passenger. We'll say as a passenger, and there is, we'll say, a pothole. So there's a bump on the road, and this it triggers the old thing that happened, and then one starts to feel a bit queasy, nasty kind of a feeling. Then there's an increase of the focus on the nasty feeling, like, oh God, my tummy is churning, my heart is beating a bit faster. And then that can develop into, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack, I can't breathe. And then one is into a panic attack. Now, the things that initiate a panic attack might be kind of quite clear. There's one that say, oh yeah, it's down to what happened in the year of. Or it might be, I don't know why this is happening. But whatever is the reason behind it, whether a person was, we'll say now, for example, if a person had been using drugs, one can have their thinking process interfered with. We'll put it that way, and then feelings and thoughts can combine to set off the adrenaline rush to the body. All of the feelings I can't breathe, I'm choking, I'm getting a heart attack, are like, what's happening to me? And then the focus goes on the feeling, and it all seems dreadful. So then there's the catastrophic thinking. I'm going to die, I'm having a heart attack, I can't breathe, right? And then all of these sensations and thoughts combine to create what we call a panic attack, that most terribly unpleasant phenomenon.
And people get physical symptoms.
Absolutely, because the amygdala has sensed danger here. The amygdala sends off the bodily response of the adrenaline rush, and then all these bodily sensations are felt. But the whole process begins with danger here. Now, the thing is that the reason I say that it's our great friend is that if we're all right in a field with a bull charges us,
yeah,
the amygdala says, danger here, danger here. And the adrenaline rush helps us. We're not going to stand and fight the bull, but the other one, the flight or fight, the legs get the rush, and the whole body gets the rush of adrenaline, and we're probably able to run and clear a ditch or whatever. I'm just using that one example, more than we ever thought we could, and that's why it's our friend. But if the whole process then is happening, the adrenaline rush, the catastrophic thoughts, the whole lot. But there's no bull, there's no danger, it's only perceived danger. Well, then, that results in a panic attack. No, and I know that's being very simplistic.
Yeah, but it's the right way to put it. And then people who suffer from panic attacks, talk to me about the effect that ongoing panic attacks can have on somebody's life and their quality of life.
The biggest problem of all is that one is only waiting for the next one. I think that's the biggest thing. A person is on high alert waiting for, oh my God, if I get one of those panic attacks, what will people think if that should happen? So the anticipation of the next one is a blight on one's life anyway. And therefore, one has to learn some strategies that will counteract the feelings and the thoughts. I often say that thoughts are not facts. We can think a thing, but that doesn't mean that it's a true thing. And likewise with feelings. Feelings are not facts either. They're just feelings. And that can be helpful. But I suppose, like many a thing to do with, we'll say, a bodily arousal of, in this case, fear and panic, would be breathing. Abdominal breathing simply means breathing to the tummy. And down through the years, I would have seen, I'd be talking with someone, we'd say, right, we'll do a bit of deep breathing now. And a lot of people think that deep breathing means breathing harder. And they kind of, take in fierce whooshes of breathing. Yeah. And that's not what it means at all. I beg your pardon. Deep breathing simply means breathing deeply, namely to the tummy. Hence the name abdominal breathing. That that you're doing what's called deep breathing when your tummy expands when you breathe in. In other words, if you blew into a balloon, it would expand. And if you're breathing to your tummy, it will expand. So if you find that when you breathe in that it's your chest is expanding.
You're not doing it properly.
It stands to reason. That's what we call shallow breathing. And that won't do the trick.
You believe people can recover from panic attacks?
Oh, I've witnessed it. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And sometimes some amazing things can happen. I remember a person coming to me years ago and they were suffering from panic attacks. We'll say it just for example, a middle-aged man. And, the thing that often gets said is, I don't know where these are coming from. And, I remember the same person saying to me, the wife insisted that I come and talk about it, so fair enough. And, and I said, like, did anything bad ever, in the course of chatting, really, did anything bad ever happen back along there? And, no, not really. And, we went on. And then towards the end of that particular session, the person said, there was one thing. You asked me there the last day about a bad thing happening. And I did have a very bad road traffic accident. And he described it, and it was pretty horrific. And in talking that through and in treating it as a trauma,
you were able to get to the bottom of what was causing there. I had a friend many years ago who was getting panic attacks, and it actually led to her developing a type of agoraphobia, really, what she developed. And eventually she said, I have to do something about this. And she did. And she went away and got help. But the point I'm trying to make is if you let them take over your life, it can develop into something like that, where somebody doesn't even want to leave their home for fear of. She felt the only place she was safe was at home, because she never got a panic attack at home, and she felt she couldn't go anywhere. She couldn't go to work. She couldn't go to a concert. She couldn't even go to the supermarket because she did a panic attack there. And it ended up, as they say, she did develop agoraphobia. She only felt safe in her own home. So it's, the point is to people listening who are developing these panic attacks, help is available, but reach out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because one's world can become very small.
Very quickly.
It can nearly reduce to one's bedroom or the kitchen. And that they're not going out at all. And a saying that I have quoted to, you know, more than one person down through the years would be like, a ship in a harbour is safe, but that's not what ships were built for.
Yeah, that's a great saying.
You know. Our world can get very tiny with phobia.
And there's a big, there's
the
a
one
big
you mentioned, agoraphobia, we'll call it very simply the fear of going out in the world.
There's a big, beautiful world out there that we need to enjoy. Listen, Joe, we leave it there. We'll chat again next Tuesday. Have a good week.
Yeah,
and thanks for joining us. That is Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Bohabwy. His number is 086-834-8145.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.